Hello, I am Jane Curtis, CEO of Southern Health Santé Sud, and this is the Regional All-Staff Update for April 29th, 2020. Please note that these regional COVID-19 audio updates highlight only some of the most recent information. Please visit the Southern Health Santé Sud Health Provider Site, HPS for short, to view all information and resources. A direct link is also available on our public website, southernhealth.ca, for ease of access. Public health officials have now expanded the COVID-19 testing criteria to include all symptomatic individuals. New provincial guidelines for personal protective equipment, PPE, have been posted on the HPS COVID-19 page under Resources for Staff. A link is provided in this April 29th script. Effective May 1st, nursing and support staff working in licensed personal care homes will be moving to a single-site staffing model. Further communication on this has been provided to all staff impacted by these changes. New documents have been released for providing information and guidance for healthcare workers with underlying medical conditions and potential risk factors for severe COVID-19. A link is provided in the April 29th script. Effective April 24th, all staff or physicians requiring screening are requested to only call their site infection prevention and control practitioner or designate during regular business hours or on call on weekends. So once again, I would like to share some great stories of staff doing great things and examples of our community support for healthcare workers. Bethesda Place has implemented window visitations with overwhelming success. Family and friends of residents can now schedule a time to connect by phone and see their loved ones through the window. Staff have reported that it has been very heartwarming to see families connect and share things visually. We have also included pictures displaying posters of thanks at Portage District General Hospital and Lauren Memorial Hospital. These are included in the April 29th script. In times of immense change, many people turn to different things to help them cope. Personally, I have always found comfort in music and have recently started sharing a song of the day with my family and friends. I have found it to be an effective way of connecting in times when we can't be together. On that theme, I encourage you to search for Canadian artists singing Lean On Me on YouTube. A link to the YouTube video is included in this script. I will wrap up with a quote from Drake, the Toronto-based hip-hop artist who recently thanked frontline workers. He said, "It is incredible to see people who have to leave their families every day and go to work amidst this crisis. As dangerous as this is, they are the glue holding us together. So thank you. Thank you very much for that." Thank you again for listening to this audio update. Please have a great week. Stay safe and take care.